Hello. Welcome to welcome to Kaiser Traffic Safety Bikeways and Pedestrian Committee. And we have a quorum. And we don't have any visitors today. No interested parties from the community. So we're going to call a meeting to order at 6 o'clock. I'm going to jump right down to item number 4. Parkway Bike. Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks for keeping me honest. Have you all had a chance to review the minutes from last month? Okay. All in favor of?
I move that we accept the minutes from whatever, October 2018.
As written.
As written.
With my name corrected.
I second that.
Okay. Now, all in favor of approving the minutes from last month, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. The minutes are approved.
I wasn't here, so I abstained.
Okay. Michael is going to abstain from that one. Now let's jump down to number 4 on the agenda. Parkway bike path signage. Pat Hirsch, you guys have anything new on that?
I have nothing.
We didn't meet on site with city staff as we had hoped to or planned to. But, yeah, the only thing I've done on this so far is I have made a couple of phone calls to the on the ODOT side, so I'm waiting to get in contact with them.
And that's what I was wondering, if you had made any contact with ODOT as far as whether or not it's fine to place the signage within the right-of-way or just how they feel about that. So.
Right, because I had talked to Dorothy Upton, the Region 2 traffic engineer, and I looked at that, and it was, I think, maybe March of 2017, so over a year and a half. So I just left her a message that I want to make sure that is the process still the same as what it would be, and is there anything new that we would need to know? So I'll try to get hold of her.
And I had done some research for the 9 signs and a cost estimate back then. So when it comes to that time, we'll figure out how to proceed from there.
Yes.
So.
Okay, and once again, the purpose of these signs is to...
Well, the purpose of the signs on the parkway bike path, currently there are signs as you're proceeding north or south that tell you how far it is to some destinations. But the purpose was to, at each of the access points along the path, to tell people what key destinations are in Kaiser. So it would tell them what they're going to get to if they exit at that point. And also we were hoping signs that as people enter the path on that side at those locations, like Pleasant View and Brooks and Kaiser Road,
it
and
would
so
be identifying Miller Park, how to access Miller Park from there.
Yeah, or City Hall, different things. And then if you came onto the path in those places, then you would have signs that would tell you how far it is north and south to, say, Kaiser Station or Little League Fields or things like that.
Okay, thank you. And so have we already defined the wording of the signs?
We have some proposed wording for the signs. Hirsch and I did that previously, yes.
And do we know the size of the sign?
And then Mike took our list and estimated some prices for fabrication of the sign, the sign plates and posts, I think.
And there's two sizes. There's a smaller and a larger. So, and the estimate I went with the larger just to get the high end of the dollar amount for the signs. But we can probably get an example of one and look at it and decide which route we want to go from there. So. Yeah.
And again, there are some that ODOT put up in the very beginning of the bikeway indicating Kaiser Station, but not other, like the parks. And there's two parks right along that way that we could identify, and as well as the baseball fields and things like that. And even the Kaiser Transit Center.
Exactly. That'd be a good one, yeah.
Some time ago, I contacted the city of Salem. If you're familiar with downtown Salem, their pedestrian signs, the big ones that have a map, little pictures like that, they're really expensive. First off, and they wouldn't, I tried to get an idea of how much they cost, but the first thing is, well, you have to talk to the engineer. You have to talk, and then you have to talk to the guy who creates the sign, then the guy who makes the sign, and goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. They weren't.
Well, yeah, easy. These wouldn't be the
ones,
the walking level, like right. Tourism signs like that, but just the white writing on green signs that like what's
yeah.
there already.
But these were great signs for places like, down on Chemawa, the stops, what's the Windsor Island Road? Chemawa. And then the one right at Cherry, okay. Cherry and, is that same?
Mambrin.
Mambrin, yeah. Like where you have junctions, there's room for signs. There's a lot of stuff nearby. But that would be, they're just really expensive. I don't know who paid for theirs. I guess it was.
If my memory stands, that was part of a grant that the city of Salem obtained through some of the hotel tax, that thing for downtown, if I remember right. Hmm. So it wasn't direct tax dollars per se, or general fund money.
Okay. Any idea when signs might be installed? Once they're approved and.
We got a ways to figure all that out, so once we get the ball rolling, it won't take long. But we're working towards getting there.
Okay, very good.
We might have to talk to the budget committee this May, June to get it in there, or
we're talking around $600. So
I could sell one of my bikes and pay for it.
Time to clean out the corral.
Yeah, I've been culling the herd here for a while.
Okay. I'll have to talk to you.
Do you have a question?
I had a question. It's about the parkway in general. Is there a joint city group that talks about access points and for biking? And because I can think of certain spots that would be helpful, at least if you're going. What would that be? Well, towards I-5 from the Salem side to get over to Kaiser. Or is that just something you'd go to ODOT and present to them? Or
access points from Kaiser Streets onto the pathway?
No, it's actually, it's more of a pathway from not far from Del Webb to get to that frontage street that's on the south side of the parkway.
Ridge Drive?
Oh, that one.
No, I think you're talking farther. Where are you talking?
Del Webb.
It's by, so if you're going past towards I-5 on the parkway, it's past the Cherry Street.
That's the end of the
intersection.
Yeah.
That's the end.
So now you're heading towards?
Well, that's the end of the parkway trail. Is that Cherry? Not
right, it is, but I'm saying.
Is it the next one down? Okay.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The city boundaries are right through there too. The state office building there.
Yeah.
Yes. That's still Salem.
Yeah. Okay. So this would all still.
So if there was any partnership, it would be Salem Kaiser and ODOT.
So that'd be something. Would that be something that the city of Kaiser could present, or would we have to get Salem on board first to present?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Okay. But you are talking about the same side where the path already exists, right?
No, I'm talking on the other side. That would help people who, as they want to go north from Salem, get.
Oh.
To go into Kaiser,
I think that is in Salem on that side.
So, but it would help people who are going to Kaiser from Salem.
Would that help access to the Croc Center?
Is this mainline drive?
It could, I guess, because you could come down the path and get over onto that side. But It wouldn't save you very much.
You cross the parkway there.
Well, I'm thinking it would get you to Hawthorne Verda to get, if you wanted to get to that end of the parkway faster on your bike instead of crossing over. It's just something I've noticed as I've biked around.
Okay, thank you, Michael. So you're, just so I understand, your question is, are there any signs from the north directing people to Kaiser?
No, not about the signs. It's just I was curious, since we were talking about the parkway, if how ideas get presented, since it's two city jurisdictions and ODOT, if it has to be a joint city presentation to ODOT, or if one city can present a suggestion.
Okay.
I think that if you're talking about that part on the, which is actually sort of the south or southeast side of the parkway, a connection to the Salem streets into that frontage where the recycling place is, then you would be on a street and it would go up to Verda and then you could get on the parkway there. Mm-hmm. So that would just, I don't think that would involve Kaiser at any point.
No, but I was just thinking it would be for people who want to go to Kaiser or even from Kaiser to Salem for work or something, it would be, especially from the Verda side of town, quicker to, and might be safer.
Oh, not having to cross over and cross back.
Yeah. But, sorry, it was a tangent.
Good tangent.
Thank you for your thoughts and thinking about it. Any other discussion regarding the signage on the Salem Parkway? Okay, so we'll move forward on trying to get size and place and time. Let's move to item number 5, committee member input. David, do you have anything new?
We ordered the bike helmets last month. They came in. They really deliver quick, like 3 days or something, it shows up.
And that's from Tacoma.
Yeah. So they call phone, they fax it in, and it's here. Anyway, they've been picked up and they're stored in, for those of you who don't know, they're in the pump house, which is right next door. What street's that?
Rickman.
And so you have to call Mike's office. We usually don't bother Mike, but call somebody to go down and unlock it.
The best time is to catch them when it's sunny out and the lunchtime right there.
Yeah. Anyway, they'll come down. And it doesn't take long. They're right inside. So anyway, we have over 100, about 130 helmets, 140 helmets now. So we're ready for anything.
Do you have more storage space available?
No. Sometimes they pile things up right in front of it.
It's definitely shared.
David, how many did you give out last month at the fire department open house?
27?
25, 30.
25, 30, okay.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Okay. It always seems like we gave out lots more, but it takes a while.
All right, no worries.
Dave and I were talking at that meeting about when this program started back in 97, how many helmets that we've probably given out over the years between when the program started and David and then here more recently. And we're probably 3,000 to 5,000 helmets. Yeah.
Anything else, David?
Nope.
Okay. Joe, anything you'd like to add to the committee?
Well, I have a question that I think I hope Mike will be able to answer, because there's a new construction at the corner of Lawless and Thorman, a new residential house, and the construction completed sometime last month, and I just realized at the end of construction they didn't put any sidewalks in or anything, and everywhere I've ever been they required that, and I'm wondering if that's just not a requirement in Kaiser or
what location again?
Corner of Lawless and Thorman.
It didn't meet the threshold for amount of frontage is all I can tell you, and that would be under the, go ahead, Hirsch.
Well, this is from a planning commission standpoint. That was, that house burned down, and it's reconstruction, so it's not new build.
That's right, that's the one that burned down.
I guess it's still, okay, reconstruction, but it is a substantially different structure than what it was. It wasn't like they built it in kind, other than, okay, it's a single-family dwelling. Is that
that's kind of way the code is written.
However,
you
could propose, I don't know exactly how you'd word it, I mean, the lawyers would have to get involved in that. But I know that, where was it? I think it was Newport, that if you were either extensive remodeling or reconstructing on the same site fell into the same as new construction. So they had it worded so that that would happen. So that if your house burned down and you rebuild it, you might as well, you would have to put the sidewalks in.
Current code,
that would be a rebuild, a remodel.
Okay. Is that possible to be reworded so that
it would have to go
through the
planning commission
and then through the
first through the staff, and then it'd come through the planning commission and then approved by and reviewed and approved or denied by city council.
I mean, wouldn't that depend on whether that street, whether the transportation system plan shows an intention to have sidewalk on that street?
You could add, I'm just wondering what the process would be.
I mean, because it's...
There's discontinuous sidewalks through the entire southeast neighborhoods.
Yes. Yeah, that's just the old part of Kaiser, and it was old county roads.
However, the city council, and tell me if I'm wrong, has repeatedly said that addition of sidewalks is desirable throughout the city. Am I correct? It's either planning commission, budget committee or city council meetings. That was just in general the intent, and there's no plan, there's no money, but they'd love to have sidewalks everywhere.
The other thing that's Joe brought up is, and I know that since I had a house and property in Southeast Kaiser, and our back property was on Clark. And the right-of-ways are so off that, there's plenty on one side to do sidewalks, yet on the other side there's not. And because the way the property lines and the utilities were put in the 50s and 60s, so it's not, the center of the street is not really the center of the property. Or the right of way.
And just for a piece of information that Mike informed me last month, not all streets are streets. Right? How did you say that, Mike?
You said it perfectly, I guess.
Yeah, because the street I live on isn't a city street, although it's paved, sidewalks. And I thought there were storm drains, but apparently they're not really storm drains. They're fake storm drains. So we're all on city sewers and water. But it's a
private
driveway. It's a driveway.
It's a private lane.
Yeah. So there's no sidewalk on one side because it's 8 feet from another guy's back porch.
So,
Mike, you said that the there wasn't enough frontage. What is the minimum, do you know?
I don't really deal with that, so I'm not sure.
That's a Nate Brown question. Public Works. Okay. I mean, planning.
Yeah, the planning, yeah, community. Well,
that would be something we'd have
to bring Nate. I'll ask him next week. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Right. Anything else, Joe?
Well, I was going to leave this for Mike, but since we started discussing it already, I was curious if Kaiser requires the use of NACTO in the designs of its streets, or if we are an ASHTO only, do we have our own design standards for streets? What is the process, I guess, towards?
Have their own design standards. Don't you think, Mike, hasn't he said that? Doesn't he talk about?
Well, I know we have our standards, but I don't know if they're based off of ASHTO or they just came up with and matured over time. Yeah.
The last time I remember, Bill was here talking, and he used ASHTO standards for what we were doing on that particular project. And I think it was roundabout and the street up to it, and I think that's what he was quoting as standards. But I don't know if that's applied for all the streets, or is it, you know?
I don't know.
That would be a question.
Well, it is a good question as we get involved with any future grant applications too, to know whether the city has adopted AASHTO as is or with any exceptions and what those are. At least on the bicycle and pedestrian elements.
Would the committee be able to recommend adoption of NACTO versus whatever we have now?
Yeah.
So, you want to put that on the agenda for next month? Mike, somebody going to look it up, or?
Yes, I can look it. I can see if there's any resolutions. I can check that pretty quick, and Mike can probably ask.
Okay. Can you put it on the agenda for next month, please? If everybody's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know.
I know what I prefer.
Well, is there a big distinction between these two different standards? I don't know anything about either one of them, but.
Well, I can't give you the exact numbers, but I do know, AASHTO stands for the American
Association of State Highway and Transportation.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is North American City Transportation Officials. And the NACTO views streets as in the city as a different animal than what AASHTO standards are. So
we might want to also know what Salem uses too.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're partnership with them on a lot of things over time.
And the standards would probably include things like sidewalks and
road width, sidewalks,
bike lanes.
Yeah, I have I think it's an NACTO bikeways guidebook at home. I could bring it for the next meeting.
I mean, the other one too, if we're like in the cases where we're pursuing state or federal dollars through the state, through ODOT, then those will often ask for the mm-hmm. Oregon Bicycle and Pedestrian Design Guidelines, which is going to be similar to both of the ones that are mentioned, but may be more rigorous in certain areas for the state and federal funding.
Mm-hmm. When we applied for the bike community,
I think that was one of the questions.
And I can't remember the answer because staff did that one.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay, good question, Joe. That's two good ones. You got another one?
No, I haven't.
He's planning our next month agenda for us.
Great.
Hurst, do you have anything that you'd like?
McNary High School bike rack. I have not given that up. I met with Eric Jesperson, the principal, and it was a beautiful day. I took a picture. There were 40 bikes in the rack. Eric was quite excited about doing it. And so since the bond measure has passed and they're going to be starting some construction probably after the end of the school year, we'll probably get something in. He was going to be checking with the project manager for that, and he's going to get back to me. We've already tentatively worked with the SeaTac Center because they built four of them that the Salem Bike Club helped pay for at Saturday Market downtown. They installed those right across from the employment.
And the ones at South Salem High School?
And they built the ones at South Salem High School. So Eric was very, and he also has two teachers there that are excited and willing to help. And so it's not going to happen this school year, but there's a small committee working now at the school, which I'm part of. Oh, and we've come up with about $1,200 already for it. So, and we figured 10 to 20 of those bike racks at $85 each. and they would be installed probably in the same area as the old one. About $85. That's how much the SeaTac Center charged for the ones that were installed in August at the Saturday Market area.
Those are the single?
They're the single. They're good ones. Mm-hmm. The only thing Eric mentioned that I completely agree, we want McNary blue ones. So that project is still going on. It'll take a little longer, but the powers in the Salem-Keizer are for it, and Eric was really excited, especially if he can use some private donations to get it done. Mm-hmm. And we already got $1,200.
Have they discussed if all or part of that area would be covered eventually?
Not initially, because that's another funding, mm-hmm. but the area could be covered where the bikes are now. The racks that they're there are the same ones that were there in 1972 when I went to McNary. And the racks were full on that day. Now, granted, it was a beautiful day, but the racks were full. And two of the teachers said they would use the racks if they were decent racks, but now they take them upstairs to mm-hmm. their classrooms. So real positive that nobody has said no. It's just a matter of time.
We better hurry up because a few more years, SHPA will be involved and say we can't move them.
Well, hope the area is going to be the same area where the bike rack is now. So
Antiquities Act?
I know. Well, I made a suggestion and maybe I could bring a piece of it home for my memory. But Marianne said something about no. So, and just finished a project at Boys and Girls Club, repairing all the bikes that from the BTA that were given to the Boys and Girls Club about 10, 15 years ago. We did a repair project and cleaning them up. So those bikes are the ones that we have used for bike skills fairs and that the city of Keizer has access to for bike events. So,
do you recall how many?
25.
Cool.
And we did it on 2 Thursdays from 11 to 1. I still haven't gotten the grease off my hands from working on them. But
they have helmets also?
Yeah.
And safety vests?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for me.
Thank you, Hirsch. Pat, do you have anything for the committee?
I don't have activity to report, but I was kind of going through things that I've kept since being on this committee for 3.5 years or something. And there's a number of things that we kind of have in progress. And I was wondering if at some point, maybe next month or January, we'd want to do like we did a while back and just make a list of all the different efforts that we want to address in the coming year and assign and kind of get people's names attached to each one to pursue. The things that I have on here was bike friendly community. That would be one, whether we're going to pursue a renewing that for next year. Bike friendly businesses. If we want to make any efforts in that. The biking and walking route maps, I think, Hirsch, you kind of have been involved, and others of us are overdue in submitting some route ideas to you. The wayfinding signs along the Willamette Valley Scenic Bikeway, I think that was, David, I think you started something on that. I've got pictures and some suggestions, and the corner that you mentioned, especially like corner of Chamawa Road at Windsor Island Road, having some kind of wayfinding orientation there.
Especially where there's Windsor. What's it turned into?
Mambrin and then Shoreline.
Shoreline and Mambrin. You have a change of direction.
Right. So you identified several places, and so that would be another project that we could either fine-tune what we want and where we want it, and then try to figure out where the money can come from. Another is Safe Routes to School action plans for Cummings and Kennedy School especially, but any of the Title I schools perhaps. Another one that I had was the working with Lauren Sanitation on policy, maybe publicizing or greater awareness about people putting their garbage cans in the middle of the sidewalk or the middle of the bike lanes, and how to get a better public information out about that. What's an appropriate place to put your garbage cans in different situations, depending if you have sidewalk or bike lane,
right,
or
so
none of the above.
Right, and so one of the issues I think we're going to run into is the arms on the trucks aren't long enough. If there's any room between the sidewalk and the street, there's a swale, or if there's anything there, so you have to put them on in the street, mm-hmm, because the arms can't fit. So that's where we run into some problems, and so I think that's why everybody just puts them in the street, I think. And I mean, that doesn't affect every neighborhood, but
yeah. So I think Hirsch and I were kind of on tap to just go and visit them and kind of look at the different scenarios where people could put it in the parking area of a street, not in a travel lane, or where they could put it, you know. Just my initial concern was maybe to keep them out of the sidewalks, because I don't like to walk down the sidewalk and have to move all the cans, you know, as you go along. And if somebody was in a wheelchair, they would not be able to negotiate those sidewalks. And the last thing I had was Safe Routes to School student tallies. That also, I guess, would be part of what I already mentioned, Safe Routes action plans at a couple of the schools. And that would be, so that would pose that question, whether this committee wants to get actively involved in a couple of those where we have receptive staff at the school. So anyway, that's my,
okay, thought. I have one. He jogged my memory. There's with Safe Routes to School, they have certain days of the year where they have Walk to School Day, and we missed it this year. It was like tomorrow probably, and so we didn't do anything to organize some event for that. But like in May, I think they have another one where we can do a Safe Routes to School Walk to School Day.
And well, that's Bike Month.
Or Bike Month.
Yeah, that's.
So doing like walking school bus or bike school bus.
Yeah, so like I would like, maybe we could plan something like that.
Yeah. We can't plan it.
Or help. Yes,
help with the schools.
Can help
the only school that's willing, Dave and I have tried to work, the only school that's willing to do that is Forest Ridge. And they've never really... We've volunteered to help them and everything. It was
volunteered all of them.
Yeah, all of them, but definitely.
Cummings looks good for next year.
Yeah, they do.
And Kaiser Elementary was supportive in the past.
Yeah. So,
I was going to say, in general, there would be some advantages for some of us, or us, or to try and get a little closer to the schools. And especially in terms of bicycling and walking, is that that's a huge audience, and captive audience, if you can get a chance to talk to the PTA or the somebody's classroom, or if somebody was interested in group bicycle training. We haven't made a concerted effort all across Kaiser to do that.
We have a good... start at Cummings now.
Yes.
And the principal's very excited. She was when we were doing the walkthrough, dropped the idea of a bike skills fair there, and she was very excited about that. And that parent that's on the PTA that did the Kennedy walk, she also is now a new parent at Cummings. So we have an in.
Amber.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
On the same lines. How many neighborhood associations do we have now?
Three.
To make ourselves available to present.
You wanted one.
information. We're not talking, we're talking maybe 15 minutes. Pick up some highlights that people ought to know about
So that would could be a bicycle. That, could be
that
a
would be something
activity,
we could do.
Yeah,
but
to
we'd
be
have
out,
to make
outreach
an to
the neighborhood associations.
Yeah. And then
I've
they
done,
could,
of mm-hmm. course, the southeast mm-hmm. and west, but it's a subject that can be reoccurring.
Yeah, and we don't want to take, don't go in and did, a did 1 hour presentation and put everybody to sleep. I mean, I could do that.
The school liaison want to do one?
There was someone there that I thought there was the liaison, but apparently wasn't. But she was very interested, and then she never showed up again, so well, we lost the contact.
You have to chase them down.
No, yeah. We're still, we got all the equipment
yes.
and everything ready to go. We got some helmets.
And we have the knowledge to do at least something.
Yeah. Well, in those neighborhood associations, if we can get them on board, they could then be kind of a go-between with the schools who...
That's with yeah. because Southeast for sure has a member that is the school liaison person.
So the idea is to get going.
Raz Rachel, yeah.
To reach out to more people in the community.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one other. I had one other question. That's for Public Works for Mike on Plymouth between River Road and Cherry. They've been doing some utility, I guess, work in there, and it's been patched and paved, but the bike lane isn't striped back yet. So I'm concerned that the bike lane gets striped wide enough. I think they had a temporary one in there that was. It wasn't 5 feet wide. It was like substandard width, and so I want to make sure that there's ample room with the bike lane in there.
Yeah, the contractor's on board to get that restriped. I know right there at River Road, it's a hair smaller, and then it comes out, and that's just because of, I think the width that we had there. It's 5 feet on the north side, and it is a little bit smaller on the south side, but it kicks out pretty quickly to 5 feet. So I'm not sure where you were talking about where it was super small, but it should be. Put back the way it should.
Okay,
go ahead, Michael.
So maybe all of you have seen this already, but I got an email from Safe Routes to School. They're having a webinar on walk audits on the 15th, and also that the Safe Routes to Parks program, sorry about that, is having applications opening by December 10th.
That was Safe Routes to Parks?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a grant application.
Whose funding is that?
Well, it says JPB Foundation. Hmm. Don't know who that is.
So private?
Yeah.
Nike.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And what was the deadline? Is that right?
December 10th, midnight. But it says... grants of $12,500 each. And grantee communities will receive training, individualized consultation, technical assistance, connection with peer communities, and in-person workshop, and the grants.
So it sounds like it's a planning grant, huh?
When we were working on Kennedy, Safe Routes to School grant application. There are some parks in that area and that weren't really included as part of the Safe Routes to School grant application. But as this, they might be eligible for this other program.
So that would be something we'd have to ask the city again, right? Yeah.
Or to develop an idea and then see if the city wants to approve it. And then, like, do you know if the grant requires a match or anything? Or
I would have to look at it through. I haven't opened up the PDF, but I can look that up and send an email out to everyone.
Thank you. Would you want to?
Yeah, so that's...
Well, one is I see it as a grant that the Parks Commission should be directly involved in versus us. We can partner with them, but yeah, but it's an indicator to them that for next year, maybe can get on board because all this is brand new,
yeah.
Safe Routes. But I would think the park Commission should be, you know.
Involved.
Involved.
Involved, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me it's more of a Safe Routes to the Park. It seems like it's a walking and biking issue. But the question would be, what city council meetings would we even have between now and then to seek approval to apply?
Well, I think, Kirsch, you were saying it should be a 2019 thing we should be doing, not 2018. But I could see us both, you know, maybe us going to, one of us going to the Parks Commission, seeing if they would be on board, and then having a joint recommendation to the council.
I agree. That's where we, you know, I wouldn't want to leave them out, because the routes themselves may even be inside the park. And they have master plans on a lot of the parks already, and you know, it's kind of, the parks are their jurisdiction, and matching funds, we might be able to use the city, use the Parks Foundation monies and all sorts of stuff, but
right.
Parks has to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I, between now and the 10th, I just don't think we could get it.
It's the first I've seen this, and that's an awfully fast turnaround.
Well, I just saw it this week, too.
So we could start planning for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things we want to accomplish.
Okay.
Anything else, Michael?
No.
Okay. Well, good run on your councilman position.
Thank you.
Last month, we, Pat and I, and many of you else, others, contributed to the grant applications for Safe Routes to School. The applications were submitted. We haven't heard back yet. We don't know if we've been approved yet. Thank you all very much for your help. All of a sudden, I don't have much to do.
So, we'll fix that.
And I was also president of the Salem Kiwanis Club. I'm no longer president. Someone else took that job. So I really don't have anything to do right now. But so I've been out checking out the roads. Last week I rode 198 miles.
Good.
That's all I have. Mike, can we have a staff report, please?
Our guys are continuing out and about cleaning catch basins and running the storm lines, hitting trouble spots around town before the rains get here. I'm happy the rains aren't here yet, but I know we need the rain. And one note, leaves are falling, and it's not okay to blow the leaves in the street. If that happens, Lauren's sanitation will just drive right around them. So do our part. If we see people doing that, just kind of, you can call it in, you can call it to me, but that's not okay, because it ends up plugging our catch basins. So we can all do our part by keeping our catch basins clean if you have one in front of your house. So
I did notice in a certain neighborhood, McNary Estates, that they were blowing their leaves into the street. I don't know if they have.
Well, that's their own storm line, so I guess they can.
Private, they hire private roads.
Okay, so maybe that's how they do it. So
they're not actually city streets.
That's correct. That's a private community.
That's those streets that aren't really streets.
Yeah.
But they should still, you know, keep them out of the catch basins. But they can. They have their own rules, so yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, so in general, people are not supposed to put their leaves in the street.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't have a police liaison representative tonight. Let's have our council liaison.
Okay, Arlene. But I will say one thing for the police. All of their traffic cops will be on the road Monday. So all the new hires, everybody, they're all going to be on the road Monday. So just
drive safe on Monday.
Drive safe on Monday.
And stop for school buses.
Okay, so what I have is Mr. Anderson, I think you're all familiar with Mr. Anderson from Newburgh Avenue, came to the city council meeting on Monday. There's a house on the southeast corner of MacArthur and Newburgh there that has been vacant. They've had issues with squatters, and they've got rid of that, and it was a bank owned one, so the bank did come in. They've cleaned it up really well. They did everything, and then 8 students from McNary, and I know they've been on video, so I don't know if they've caught them, decided to kick the garage door in, graffiti the fence, There's been a lot of vandalism now going on, and so I understand why they want to lock the gate. We would like them to lock the gate, but that is not something in our jurisdiction that we cannot control. So I think when this vandalism starts, if they can't get it in check, then I think McNary students need to walk around and go into the two entrances. That's the reason why they closed the other two, was the same thing. But we're trying to work with them still. I know that Chris is talking to them and Chief Teague and, you know, Jesperson and all that, and trying to work this thing out. But, you know, I understand his frustration, so we just can't do anything. Our police can do something, obviously, with the graffitiists and the squatters, but that's about it on that one. Okay, so then the airport, we sent a letter of support for the, they want to bring air flights back to Salem. So signed a letter of support for that. No monetary money will be given. It's just a letter of support for the area so they can go get grant money. And then the third thing I have is, it's a school district kind of thing versus the church kind of thing, but I know you all heard about the eminent domain saying, so hopefully that will end on a good note sooner than later, but because that's what McNary needs to start their construction in 2019. So we'll see what happens. That, unless you guys have any questions, that's all I have.
I have a question.
Sir.
Just a guess on your part. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, when do they start actually putting the budget together for next year?
Okay, so I think it
January
goes to
1st,
all, I think it's already gone to the department heads, and so then they have until a certain time. I'm thinking
March.
They have until March, but it does take them a couple months to try to put everything together for their particular unit. But they have to have it all turned back to Tim before March, I think, around that time. And then he has to put it all together. And then it comes out, I want to say, end of April, right before budget.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, in January, you have your long-range planning task force for the budget. And there's some of it's already in place.
Yeah, some of the long-range is already in there. So probably more like the goals. But we're doing some goals. Work session in December, so all of our things will be doing. We're doing a work session in December for that, and so all that will be sent, will be given to staff, and then whatever they do. So,
the reason for bringing that up at this committee would be I have no plans, but if for some reason there was something that we thought should be done that was going to cost money,
we got to get in there.
We should ask or
soon.
Soon.
You should know. Like, well, if you guys do a planning thing, if you're going to do a planning thing in January, like you were just talking about, maybe then you can figure out what it is that you're going to need throughout the year, and then come to council and say, look, we'd like to do this. Would this be okay? If we say yes, then give it to staff and we stick it in there.
Yep.
Okay.
Or you'll discuss it anyway.
Exactly. We'll discuss always.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody have anything else for the good of the order? We are adjourned at 6:48.
Good job. Next meeting, December. On the signage and stuff, Marianne is having vascular surgery next week for a varicose vein for her knee replacement, December 3rd. So I'm going to be kind of one doctor's appointment. And physical therapy through.
Might be you. Could be. Come with me, with people out along the parkway. Yeah.
Marianne may want me out of the house though. So just send me a note.
Say no.
I mean, this is what we have. This is the worst thing we've done. We had four. Hirsch and I went out, and we started at the south end, the cherry off the island, and the direction from travel northbound.
These are the signs, right?
These are the destination. things that we should be listed on the sign.
I went to Pronto.
Since you only have like two or three things, you kind of got to
get them.
Then at Brooks, you know, there's those, there's two places that connect there, Brooks Avenue or whatever, the North South and Pleasant View.
On the metal.
Places you can get on and off the parkway there. So those are the ones that we identified at that point. And also,
I can't afford to recycle.
I have ridden.
I kept mine.
But not, I have ridden. Like, and I've ridden the parkway, but only like twice.
Oh, really? Only twice? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so I didn't go down this whole thing. But anyway, these were the nine that we identified. Those are some of them. You reach a point where it's not on.
And
it's on
if you don't run into anybody that uses the wood posts,
that part, but the owner would be able to tell us, I guess, when it's not in their jurisdiction.
We use those for the arrows.
Do we want to?
We use those on the.
How far to some of these?
Oh, they would, yeah, that's what
right. And Joe,
just like the sign that's the signs that are up there now.
Yeah, those posts are really good. Yeah.
I'll show you because it's on this thing that Dave.
I'll talk with him, but he's planning on running again.
That one I know, number 7. I do that one.
What's up there now?
I kind of told him, I said, you know. Are you part of the department head?
Kind of, so it'd be like this.
Sure.
Yeah. So it has a bike, it has the thing, which way, and then how far. It might also be nice. Sometimes they put how many minutes, but then if you're biking, it's different than walking. But they do it at like a 10-mile-an-hour.
Distance is all they let them go. Let them go at their own pace.
The funniest one.
Sure, I can help. I can help with
it. It helps encourage people don't realize that it only doesn't take very long to get there by bike. So that's why it's good to put the minutes on.
Oh, sure. And then.
If
they're on the trail and they're going too slow, then they can say, no, better hurry up.
So this is where he priced it out, the 24 by 30-inch signs.
But the insurance would cost a lot. But not a lot. And so we went in and made
this was based on
I don't know if you remember her. She was a big Whig senator from Millersburg.
And then the posts.
And we told about the program.
Nine,
so it would cost $500,000.
So that's for the folks.
But then, here were the benefits and everything.
Concrete.
And then my boss, somewhere in his testimony, used the figure $500,000
for Kaiser staff.
She stopped the whole damn hearing
put on property
and just got furious that we had changed with this big year.
Would be a charge for the labor. We'd just have to come up with
$600. Madam Chair,
the signs
$500,000.
I think his assumption was that Marion County has a sign shop.
Did you apologize?
No.
Use their
contract.
And you're just standing there.
Let me know how I can help.
I just spent a whole afternoon.
Another thing that I didn't mention on this on my little list that I was saying there.
Your list.
Yeah.
I think I got
most of it.
One that I was right on.